Blog Talk Radio.
See, lately I've been tripping and confessing wrong.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, is that Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Okay, you can go ahead and pick up in Ruth. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Ruth 4. Then went Boaz up to the gate and sat him down there, and behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, Oh, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, Sit ye down here. And they sat down. And he said unto the kinsman, Naomi, that is come again out of the country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, Buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know. For there is none to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. Then said Boaz, What day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing, for to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, Buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said unto the elders, and unto all the people, Ye are witnesses this day, that I have bought all that was Elimelech's, and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's, of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren, and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, We are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come into thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel. And do thou worthily in Ephratah, and be famous in Bethlehem. And let thy house be like the house of Phares, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than 7 sons, hath borne him. And Naomi took the child, and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, There is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Phares. Phares begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Ram, and Ram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nashon, and Nashon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David.
Amen.
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 First Book of Samuel, chapter 1.
Amen. Okay. Look at, like, I have Auntie Dot, Sister Shirley, Brother Daniel, Brother Huber, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, and Mother May, and Angela, and myself. Did I miss anyone? Praise God. Praise God. Good evening, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day.
Good evening.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Yeah, I'm sending plenty of air hugs to everyone.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Praise God. I'm sending out those hugs to all of you guys. And we're glad that you're here tonight to share the good news. And next, welcome to the Nello Family Weekly Prayer Service. And everyone will bow their head for the opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and as we meditate on your words, saturate our hearts. And thank you for bringing us together again to share your words and to give you praise. And teach us to confess what the word says so we can see the manifestation of our prayers. Your words will not bring to you void of fulfillment, but it will accomplish everything for which you sent it. Remind us to not worry about what is happening around us, but to trust in you. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, I'll go. We'll go ahead and go to the first song, and it's by Hezekiah Walker, God's Favor Me. Amen.
Amen.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. This is deep work.
Love is patient, caring love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
My love.
They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me, because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They stole a whole lot of lies. But God saved me. My character, my integrity,
my faith in God. He
said, but it would not
fall.
Would not be.
Will not be.
Won't compromise.
Won't compromise.
God's faith. I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character.
My faith in
God. He favored me. It will not fall. Not going to bend.
Will
compromise.
I speak
prosperity. And I speak health. bodies. One more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors thee.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Amen. God favors me. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and get started with our program. I will start out with Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading from John chapter 3, 12 to 18. God so loved the world. If I had told you early things and you believe not, how shall we believe? If I tell you a heavenly thing and no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have an eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen.
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 Thank you for that read, and Auntie Dot out of John. Next, I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, just verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Proverbs. Next, I go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his host, ye ministers of his that do his pleasures. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Psalms 103. Next, I go to Brother Daniel. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I just want to say hey to everybody. I hope everybody had a good one. Well, I'm just Valentine's, and I'm just kind of really listening.
Amen.
Amen.
Happy Valentine's to you,
amen,
too.
Happy Valentine's to you.
Thank you for that greeting, Daniel. Amen. Next, I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm reading from Psalm 119, verse 89 to 96.
forever, O Lord. Thy word is settled in heaven. The faithfulness unto all generations, thou hast established our earth and abide. They continue this day according to thy ordinance for all that are thy servants. Unless the law has been delight, I should then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget thy precept, for with them they has quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precept. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I consider thy testimony. I have seen the end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceedingly broad. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. Not to carry out of Psalms 119. Next, I go to Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalms 37:7. And the title of my reading is, How Do We Respond? When we look at those who do evil and seem to get away with it and even prosper because of it, how should we as Christians respond? David, the writer of Psalms 37, gives us several insights into the proper Christian response. First, he says, do not fret. We are not to become annoyed or envious of anyone who does wrong. David assures us that their days, though they may seem easy and prosperous or numbered, for like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. This is out of verse 2. Second, we must trust in the Lord for what we need. David draws on his experience of God's faithfulness in the past and says, I was young and now I am old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. Even though evil seems more profitable and secure, we are to do good and depend on the Lord for what we need. And third, David says, we must refrain from anger and turn from wrath. For anger only perpetuates the cycle of hatred and retaliation. Rather than responding with violence, we are to be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. For God is faithful and he will ultimately deal justice to his faithful. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Psalms 37. Next, I go to Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Hebrews 11. And the subject is saying, How We Got Over. What an inspiration chapter for African America today. What the author does here, each of us should do daily. Remember those who have gone before in the faith and how they made it over. We must read the roll, as we say. We can learn from the ancient faithful and draw parallels with our African American experience. In the Moses story, we learn how the Israelites suffer oppression. The Egyptians saw the Israelites as stubborn. But in faith, Israel was themselves as a people beloved of God. The roll call included many others who suffered persecution and hardship, and all the while in faith conquered kingdom, administered justice, and gained what was promised. Hebrews 11:33. We can also read the role of those who were faithful in our own people's struggle. From Frederick Douglass to Sojourner Truth to Martin Luther King Jr. and many others, our people of every decade have endured because they saw him who is invisible. What a faithful daily endure a harsh world of oppression and deprivation. Yet seeing believers and trusting an invisible God, we can remember our personal role called a faith as well. I remember my grandmother who pulled faith called me to endure. While playing catch one summer afternoon, I ran to get the baseball that had rolled under the kitchen window. Through the open window, I had heard her singing, "Will there be any stars in my crown? When at evening the sun goes down," as I picked up the ball, I looked through the window and saw my white-haired grandmother moving in an essay, singing her song of faith and hope. Through her eyes and on her face, I saw glory. That vision was kept me through my wilderness experience. That summer day, she passed her faith to me. Hebrew roll call has a purpose that is unveilable in the next chapter. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us run with precision and raise marked out for us. And verse 12:1 said, the role of the faithful is our encouragement in tough times. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mother, out of Hebrews 7. Next I have Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 119, verse 49 to 56. James, remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort is my suffering is this. Your promises preserve my life. The arrogant mock me without restraint, but I do not turn from your law. I remember your ancient laws, O Lord, and I find comfort in them. Indignation grips me because of the wicked who have forsaken your law. Your decrees are the theme of my song, wherever I lodge. In the night I remember your name, O Lord, and I will keep your law. This has been my practice. I obey your precepts. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms 119. And everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-ins. Before I go into the prayers, is there anyone we need to add or take off the list? Okay, if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you lay your healing hand upon Willie Williams, Auntie Wally, Brother Daniel, Brother Brian, Trey, Loretta, Kamisha, Mr. Joseph, and anyone else that we are not aware of that stands in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask you to have compassion on our sick and shut-ins and give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. For we bind up all sickness, diseases, whether physically or mentally, we loose your healing virtue. Touch and restore their bodies. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, birthday week of February 14th through the 20th. Angela, I think you have the list.
Yes, we have on today Shirley Williams, Sylvia Ball, PJ, Sade, and Antoine. And then on the 15th, it looks like it's Kinzine. Kim, not quite sure how to spell that. But on the 15th, are there any other birthdays for me to add to the list? Loretta, you muted us.
I'm sorry. Amen. I had you on mute. Just talking up a store. Okay. Mother May, I volunteer you to sing the birthday song tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Amen. Many more. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Mother May, for that beautiful song. Now we have reached the second part of our program. You may even share Black history information, praise report, testimony, song, or poem. And I'll start off my list with Auntie Carrie.
Oh, okay. I just want to tell everyone, I talked to Jackie yesterday, and she's doing very good.
Amen.
Praise God. On Friday, she's much, much better.
Amen.
Okay. Well, my Black history is Bessie Coleman, the first licensed Black female pilot in America. She lived from 1892 to 1926. She was born on January 26th in Atlanta, Texas. The 10th of 13 children of George Coleman, whose grandparents were Cherokee, and Susan Coleman, who was an African-American. She took French language at the Burlesque Language School in Chicago, and then she traveled to Paris in 1920 so she could earn her pilot license. On June 15, 1921, she became the first Black woman and the first Native American to earn a pilot license, and the first Black person and the first Black Native American to earn an international aviation license of the Federal Aviation Internationals. In 1921, she polished her skill by staying in Paris 3 more months and taking a lesson from a pilot, from a French ace pilot. In September, she came back to America. Returning to Chicago, Coleman could not find anyone willing to teach her, so she had to go back to Europe. And she flew over there. In 1926, she died in an airplane crash. You were the first Black American.
Amen. Thank you for that read and Auntie Carrie sharing that story. for Black History Month. Amen. Okay, amen. Next I have Auntie Dot. Anything you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay, amen. Also, thank you, Auntie Karen, for giving us the update on Jackie. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay, next I have Brother Daniel. Anything else you would like to say? Actually, I can't get him to come through. Can he hear me, Angela?
He said he was just a listener now.
Yeah, I can't get him to come through on the phone line. Okay, how about Brother Hubert?
We come out of Psalms 119, verse 57 to 66.
Hence,
you are my portion, O Lord. I have promised to obey your word. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands. Though the wicked bind me with rope, I will not forget your law. At midnight, I rise to give you thanks for your righteous law. I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precepts. The earth is filled with your love, O Lord. Teach me your decree. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for the continuation out of Psalms 119, Brother Hubert. Amen. Amen. Next I have Auntie Betty. Anything else you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm talking about B.B. King. B.B. King was born September the 16th. 1925, and May 14, 2015, he died. He is widely considered one of the best, most respected blues musicians at all times. He is perhaps most well known for his cover of the Roy Hawkins tune, "The Thrill Is Gone," and for his trademark song, Lucille.
All right.
He is the winner of 14 Grammy Awards. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for sharing that Black History moment about B.B. King. Amen. Amen. Next, I have Angela. Anything else you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I want to read a poem from Life Through You. I have a hard time figuring out which one I want to do. Okay, here we go.
Is that next, Sandy?
Life Through You. He was born in 1902 to 1967. He settled in Harlem, New York in 1924 and was a prominent figure of the Harlem Renaissance. In this poem, he wrote of the reality that faced many in the Black community and how they were regarded as less than by other people. The poem ends with the hope that one day it would be different. He shared the expectation that those who looked down on them would be ashamed. And again, the title of the poem is I Too. I Too Sing America. I am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes. But I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow I'll be at the table when company comes. Nobody will dare say to me, eat in the kitchen. Then, besides, they'll see how beautiful I am and be ashamed. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. I have to say, I was going to read about the same thing Angela read about Langston Hughes. One of my favorite poems. So that's all I have to share on that, was that I was going to do the Langston Hughes and then read the poem, I Too. Thank you, sister.
Amen.
God is just so good, so good. But I can share with you guys that I took my second vaccine today. I can't wait to get off the phone. I am in so much pain. I'm going to soak in some Epsom salt. I am in pain. This is my second one. So I took it this morning, and I just wanted to share that I have my two COVID vaccine in my body.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Feeling better with that, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the Epsom salt and rub it down, and I got a heat pad on back up too. So, but I took it in my other arm. I didn't get it taken in the same arm. How about you, Auntie Betty? Did you get yours taken in the same arm?
Yes, the same arm. Mine haven't given me any trouble at all.
I probably should have did the same arm, too.
I don't see what the arm had to do with
you, Loretta.
Well, you were saying, Loretta, you were taking on both sides.
Yeah, and the sad part... The sad part is too late for me to change my mind. So I got a doctor on this one. I got to be the doctor.
Amen.
Yeah, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Yes. Okay, let's see. Next I have Sister Shirley. Anything else you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I had planned to do dramatization that I do every year in the different schools and churches. I'm going to do just a little bit of Langston Hughes' Negro Mother.
Amen.
I come back today to tell you the story of the long, dark way that I had to climb, that I had to know in order that a race might live and grow. Look at my face, dark as the night, yet shining like the sun in love's true light. I am the child that they stole from the sand 300 years ago in Africa's land. I am the dark girl that crossed the Red Sea, carrying in my body the seed of the free. I am the woman that worked in the fields, bringing the cotton and the corn to yield. I am the one who labored as a slave. I was beaten and mistreated for the work that I gave. Children sold away from me. Husbands sold too. No love, no respect, no safety was I due. 300 years in the deepest south, but God put a prayer and a song in my mouth. God put a dream like steel in my soul. Now, through my children, I'm reaching my goal. Now, through my children,
young and free. I realized the blessings denied to me. I couldn't read then. I had nothing back there in the night. Sometimes the valleys were filled with tears, but I kept trudging on through those lonely years. I kept trudging on, no stopping for me. I was the seed of the coming free. Amen.
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 I'm going to keep on preaching it.
Amen.
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 It is wonderful how God put Langston Hughes on our hearts today. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thank you for that beautiful generalization. Can I book you for our school?
We don't have the pandemic.
Okay.
I've been doing
it let's see here.
30 years. And this year, I'm not doing it.
Oh boy. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Yes, that was awesome. Let's see here. Mother May, anything else you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I want to. I'm coming out of 150, but before I do that, I want to just announce that Reverend Casey Price died on Friday. And when I went to Las Vegas, we went to his church. And, you know, he talked about faith at all times. So I just wanted to announce that to everybody. But at the same time, God have given us a command that we should be able to do. And it's Psalm 150 said, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sense. Praise him in his mighty heaven. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with trombones and dance. Praise him with strings and flutes. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that's our commitment.
Amen.
If you want anything from God, we do this 150 and you'll get it. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for sharing Psalms 150 with us, Mom, and giving us a report on Reverend, you said Reverend Christ?
Yeah, Price.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Okay. Let's see here. Before we go into assigning parts, is there anything anyone else would like to share with the group tonight? Okay, all right. So I have First Samuel. Auntie Carrie, you want to continue with the audio, or do I need to pick Auntie Dot?
I'll continue.
Okay, so we have Auntie Carrie taking care of the First Samuel. Do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer?
Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty. Amen. Okay, how about a volunteer for the closing prayer?
I volunteer.
Okay, Sister Cheryl or Brother Hubert?
Brother Hubert, guys.
Sister Cheryl.
Okay, so this is what we'll do. We got this covered. This, next week will be Sister Shirley. The week after that will be Brother Hubert. You got that, Angela?
Amen.
Yeah. I assume by the time we get to Hubert, Auntie Dot gonna volunteer.
I'm gonna be ready.
Okay, so what I have, was somebody trying to say something? Okay, so for the assigned parts for next week, I have Auntie Carrie covering First Samuel. Auntie Betty is going to bless us with the prayer for the opening line, and then we have Sister Shirley doing the closing. And Hubert, I'm writing you down in my book. You next, you week after next. Amen. Now, if everyone will bow their head for the closing prayer, Angela, you got that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us the good health to gather here today. We know how busy life can be, so we thank you for giving each member of this group the time to come here and hear your word, Father God. Thank you for all of the blessings that you have given us in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for every prayer that or poem that we have prayed and shared today that we learned. Thank you for the songs that we have sung together or listened together, and laughter and the fun, Father God. Laughter is always good for the soul. So thank you for all the joy and the wonderful times that we have shared together. We walk into another day. May we walk with you and be guided by you in everything that we do today and forever. And as we go out into this world, Father God, we pray that you help us to love and serve you better in everything that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful closing prayer, Angela. And then for our song is Gracefully Broken by Tasha Cobb. It's about 6 minutes long, but Angela, you can use your best judgment on it, but it's the title is Gracefully Broken.
To the end, you will see.
For tonight, the Nelson family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our challenging week. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and He will direct your path. Amen.
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 God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a blessed, healthy, prosperous, victorious week. And guess what, everyone?
What's that?
What?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. We love you all.
We love you all.
Good night.
Better.
Love you.
Good night.
Hey,
good night.
Uh-huh. Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.